Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
one?
U-C-R. Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna settle. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Uncensored Radio. Oh, my goodness. It's Freaky Friday. I tell you, it's Freaky Friday. Hello, everybody. How's everyone? Are you
my
good?
My man, Jana, is moist. It's Friday.
I meant freaky, like freaky things are happening, not that you're a freak.
Oh. Oh, God.
His freak meter went through the roof when I said it was Freaky Friday.
Girl, I'm tired, but over here in central New York, it's been beautiful. It's been like 75 the last couple of days. I've been getting out on my big walks in the morning. We got the pool open. Like, I'm rat
cake. Who sucks?
You.
Who sucks?
Suck.
What? James?
Just
3 days. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm in Kansas City where, you know, the last 4 days it's been nice, you know, 65, 70 degree weather where we've had the windows open, the attic in on, all that stuff. And today, I wake up and it's like instantly close every window in the house and turn the heater back on. It's like 40 degrees outside. It's raining. And there's possibility of snow. Like, really? It's freaking
you know
May.
What? James, Jeffrey doesn't suck. I suck. Because guess what? It is 95 degrees in Southern California.
That's
beach
it.
Weather,
I'm moving
anybody?
To L.A.
Beach.
That's
anybody
it.
For the beach? Anybody want to go to the ocean with me today? I'm taking volunteers.
Fly me out and I'll come. Do you have a pool at your complex?
No. I thought about it. I was like, I told my boyfriend, I was like, we should just go and like go to a hotel, like a fancy hotel, and just lay out by the pool. We should just do it. Like, you know, just put on sunglasses, get in a cabana, and just do the Hollywood thing.
I really believe in California. Every pool, I feel like they need to make a law that every complex has a pool. Like, I feel like it just should be.
Right.
On the roof.
Well, you know what's funny is that you can fly, when you fly into L.A., like when you fly into the city, and you actually, like, you know, there's a certain time when you're flying that you're kind of overlooking the city and you're kind of descending. You can't even keep track of how many pools you see. Like, that's the one thing I remember when I first moved to L.A. was seeing houses and pools. Like, it was the craziest thing. Like, I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, I always remember cities by how they look when I fly into them. Like, when I first flew into New York, I flew into LaGuardia. I was, like, looking at all these buildings, and I was like, oh, my God. We're not in Texas anymore. Like, just the buildings and the skyscrapers. You know how LaGuardia is, like, right in Manhattan? It was just, like, crazy. So when you fly to L.A., you got pools.
Yeah, like, there is. Like, I've seen aerial shots or whatever, you know. Like, it's been forever since I flew to L.A. But, like, it really, like, every other house is a fucking pool. But I love that there's actually people in California that have above-ground pools, which cracked me up, you know. Because, like, I was watching, what the hell was that? I watched Bad Boys 2 not all that long ago after we talked about it. And, like, he's got above-ground pool. And, like, he's totally getting dissed because he's got an above-ground pool and not an in-ground pool. And I was like, yeah, I guess the above-ground pool is kind of embarrassing, huh?
Right.
But.
No. It's like water. If you can just get some water and some refreshment, I don't think it's embarrassing. I think you do what you do.
Well, the thing is, it's like, I don't know about California. I'm sure it's the same. But in New York, the reason, like, my parents, you know, we've always had a pool, and, like, we've always wanted an in-ground pool, but it raises your property taxes so much, and they're already so high, it's just ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? So the cost of maintaining the pool, and then when you're adding an extra $1,000, $2,000 to your property taxes a year, it ain't worth it, unless you got that kind of dough, you know?
Right. Well, I think that's what it is here in L.A. It's like, there are a lot of people who I know, like, I have a friend who sells homes, and she says, honestly, people are more likely to get a home without a pool than to get a home with, because, you know, it's just like there are too many, it's too expensive to upkeep it. Then you've got like earthquakes, you've got all kinds of things, foundation problems, like it's just too much.
Right.
So
like,
it's almost
like
too much of a headache.
Yeah, if you watch Joan and Melissa, Joan Knows Best or whatever, Melissa lives in Malibu, beautiful house, great yard, had this great pool, but it wasn't being used in the first season because,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's like, with all the earthquakes, the pool keeps getting damaged. You know,
mm-hmm.
she's like, it just got to a point where it's not worth it for me because I'm putting more money into repairing this damn pool because of all the earthquakes. So I guess her mom, I think somebody redid it or whatever and did whatever they had to do, maybe to make it a little bit more durable or whatever the case is. So
right.
in that sense, I'm like, maybe an above-ground pool would actually make more sense in California.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, one thing I do find is that you can, like, buy homes out here and they've got hot tubs. Or they've got, like, it's kind of like a hot tub where it can be cold in the summer and it can be hot at night. Because, you know, here it's like, it'll be 95 degrees today, but tonight it'll be 60. So it's like
right.
you have the best of both worlds because of the offshore flow. So it's like one of those things that, you know, a lot of homes, you know, they'll have a hot tub, which is maintainable, totally maintainable.
Right.
But
well, even when we were out
mm-hmm.
there when I was a kid, you know, my uncle had a house in San Dimas and they had a pool. And a hot tub. I spent the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It was Christmas, you know. We were out there for like 2 weeks or whatever. I spent the whole time in the hot tub because the pool was just a little too cold. Like, I jumped in it once, and that was a wrap.
Mm-hmm. I know. You love a pool. I always know, like, in the summertime, you're always at your mom's, like, I'm going
well,
to
and that's
pool.
One of the things that kills me in the summer doing the radio show. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I get out of work so late, so by the time I get out of work, eat, whatever, I don't have time to go swimming because I got to make it back to do the show. And that's why I'm like, oh, no, girl, we got to do something else. Like, I don't know, we got to do repeats or something during the summer because I can't give up my pool time. Like, I love it. I live for being in water. Like, I really feel like if I ever had enough money where I could go back to college, it'd probably be for marine biology or something where I'm always in the water because I truly love it. Like, I feel at home
right.
in the water. It's the damnedest
right.
thing. Like,
right.
when I'm snorkeling in the pool.
It's all good, right? It's all good. Well, Daisy, hold the faith. Stay positive. Things will get better in Kansas City, hopefully.
Yeah, you got Google Fiber. Stop bitching.
You got what?
He's got Google Fiber. Stop bitching.
What's Google Fiber?
I don't
what
have Google Fiber. It's like the fastest internet ever. It's like internet and TV, and it's like the fastest ever. But I don't have Google Fiber. It's not in my neighborhood. It's like the other. It's like Kansas City, Kansas, not Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
Missouri.
Oh.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not that
You're
cool.
Kansas City, Missouri, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thought so. Okay. Got it. Got it. It all gets so confusing, but I got it.
Okay. So, I actually have something. Did anybody
yes.
watch the Amanda Knox and what's her pussy?
No! I missed it!
Miss girl. Let me just tell you a little something about this, because I've been wanting to talk about it all week. But, you know, we had our screw-ups on Friday, or Wednesday, so it's just been kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
So, I watched it, right?
Yes.
And you're, I think you were on the show when we first started talking about it when she whatever went to trial. I know we've talked about it on the show. And I was like, that bitch
yes,
is guilty. She did it. I think that was kind of all of our consensus.
Everybody,
the
world thought she was guilty. I mean, everything pointed to if she wasn't guilty, she had something to do with it. Or she
right.
knew someone
who wow.
she knew. She covered. She did something. It was weird.
Right. Well, after and I lost track of the trial. Like, I didn't really pay attention because, I mean, you know, it's horrible, but I just didn't really care. But watching the interview, I was kind of shocked to learn some of the things I learned. One, Diane Sawyer, kind of a bitch. Don't really care
mm-hmm.
for her. You know, and Amanda Knox, I felt like was kind of overacting and overplaying it up a little bit. But I'm
mm-hmm.
sure, like, you know, like it's probably nerve-wracking, especially now that they're trying to retry her again, which makes no sense.
Scary.
Because
scary.
I did not know that there was this other guy, I don't remember his name, except for the fact that, you know, he was black. That's all
mm-hmm.
I got. That's all I can tell
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And his handprint matched the handprint on the wall. His DNA was all over the room. The shoe print matched his shoe because they said originally the shoe print was her boyfriend. Not the case. It was this guy's. And his DNA was in the bitch. He was in the bitch. Okay.
So how did that? How did they miss that? How did everything get so? That's what always kills me on these murder cases. How does
because
everything
they went
get
on a witch
so
hunt? They wanted to blame her because she went on like the casual sex campaign or whatever, and that's something Diane asked her about, and like it was so judgy. Like Diane's just like, you know, and you think casual sex is something women do? Like you have to go back and watch that clip and watch her mannerisms, the way she says it in her face. Like, at that point, I was like, bitch, you're a journalist. You don't get to judge her. And, like, just because you're in your, like, 60s, 70s, you know what I'm saying? This is a new generation. I hate to break it to you, but casual sex, a lot of people do it. Like, it just happens. And really, when you think about it, if you had take out the whole Bible and the whole religious element of it, and if nobody knew anything about religion, it's just an activity you do with somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, so why is that dirty or shameful?
Right. Well, the thing is this. No matter what it is, no matter what your own beliefs are, as a journalist, you're supposed to stay neutral. You're not supposed to have your opinion, impose your opinion, and sway the interview. You're supposed to dig deep, ask the questions we want to know, ask, get the information we need to know.
She's a Republican after that. Because, like, just the way she said it, I was like, what? Like, I just, that's really what stuck me through the whole thing. Like, I really was stuck on that moment. I just sat there and was like, and, you know, BC just left. And him and I were just talking about it, too. And I'm like, it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, she straight was judging her. Like, like she thought everybody was going to agree with her. Like, you went on a campaign for casual sex. Not that she was going screwing everybody, but that she went on a campaign, like, promoting or whatever the case was. And, I mean, just even putting that aside, the more stuff, like, they said this girl, like, when she got into the prison, said that she had HIV. So they made her write down a list of all of her sexual partners, to which then they purposely leaked.
It's
a witch hunt. And all the evidence, all the hard evidence, and physical evidence points to this other guy. So they don't really have actually anything on this chick, except for that, you know, they want to say she was nuts. And her reactions, and I never realized that clip of her kissing that boyfriend, they looped that shit. She only kissed him 3 times and then, like, hugged him, you know, and kind of went down. And you could see that she was upset, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They looped it so that it looked like they were kissing constantly or whatever, you know?
Right.
It's like, they...
You know what's crazy, though? Here in this country, you have that, I don't know what it's called, the rule is, but you can't be tried for
Double jeopardy.
You can't be tried. Exactly. You can't be tried for the same crime twice. Like, she was acquitted. So what's blowing my mind is that they're going, we're going to reopen this case and we're going to try you again. Like, I just don't know how the extradition laws work or how it is where the country, if they're going to step in and go, look, you guys had your chance with her. You didn't do it. It's done. You know, after watching it, do you feel that she's guilty or do you feel like she's innocent? I mean, it sounds like you were kind of swayed.
I do not feel that she's guilty. Well, just because I never knew the other evidence of this kid.
Right.
And this kid, all his DNA, originally, he said that he never saw Amanda Knox there. And then once all the evidence came back, you know, kind of implicating him, all of a sudden now he sees Amanda Knox there. So I did believe she was guilty because of what I was hearing, but come to find out, surprise, surprise, the media lied to us. And what we thought were facts were not. And again, like, I feel like this really goes to show you the problem with the media today, just like with the bombings or anything else. Like, you don't know that they're telling you the truth. Like, we don't even know. Like, God forbid, like, we find out 5 years from now that those kids didn't even place those bombs.
Right.
You know? Like, it could be, it could happen.
I think they got really good evidence, though, on those kids.
No, I know. Because you imagine...
arrested the friends, like the friends went and like got rid of the backpack and got rid of the firecrackers and got rid of, like, it's crazy, you know. So
like,
this happens all the time.
If they can't find a killer, they will just do whatever they got to do to put somebody in there, whether they're guilty or not, because it looks bad when they can't find them.
Right. I mean, the sad part is, you know, this is kind of the history of the law. Like, it's almost like as many criminals you catch, there are so many criminals that were caught, and then years later we find out that they were innocent the whole time. You know, it's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game to these detectives and prosecutors. You know, it's about getting those convictions. It doesn't matter if they're innocent or guilty, and they don't give a fuck. It just, like, again, with, you know, Marie Walsh, the fugitive mom, Susan Lefebvre. I know she's your favorite person. I do love her, but, you know, again, like, that happened with her. And, like, it wasn't just her that it happened to, and many people spoke out against this guy and the things that he did, but it's allowed to go on, you know? It's just, it's sad that we, as a society, let the corruption continue.
Right.
And, I mean, it's in our government. It's in not just our government. It's obviously in Italy. I mean, it's across the board.
Right, right, totally.
Like, we buy the, we drink the Kool-Aid and we buy the bullshit.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's just in history. I mean, it's one of those things where, sadly enough, you know, the media plays such a huge part in the, you know, the way that trials, the way that things are happening. I mean, right now we're seeing it with, like, trials like the Trayvon Martin kind of situation, you know, like, they were, you know, a lot of people were for Trayvon, and a lot of people were for the guy who shot him, and then, you know, it's switching and things are coming out. This guy, you know, was hiding money. You know, I mean, have you seen this guy lately? Like, he gained 100 pounds, and he just waived his right to a pretrial, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, if he had it. You know, it's just, like, so crazy, but it's crazy how it all works out. And what's the girl, Casey Anthony, like, just the way that trial went down, and, you know.
But I feel like as fucked up as it is, and as much as I don't agree with it, like, I feel like justice, like, they did their job.
Yeah.
We may not like it, but they did their job.
No,
because there was not enough physical evidence. Just because you believe somebody did it, if you can't prove it without a reasonable doubt, you can't convict somebody. So it doesn't matter if we know it or not.
Yeah. Sometimes that sucks, because it's one of those situations where I really believe Casey Anthony killed her daughter. Like,
I
really, really, truly believed it. Like, you know, when they said they found the little baby and she had a piece of tape over her mouth and there was, like, a heart or something drawn over the duct tape. Like, it's like she was, like, clothed. She was, like, baked. Like, she was put together and tried to make pretty. Like, who does that? You know, it's someone who feels the need to care for them or something. So, I mean, it's like, if Casey Anthony didn't do it, somebody in her family, somebody in her household knew. Like, somebody knew something.
Right. Well, and again, the thing is with that trial, the prosecution fucked up from day one. Everything they did, every piece of evidence they could have had, they fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They really messed it up.
Like, and after reading his book, like, I was so agitated. Because, dude, you screwed up. Your team screwed up. You can't get pissed. Like, it was your bad on you. You guys fucked up. You dropped the ball and let a killer go.
Right. Right. And that's really kind of, it's such a delicate situation, especially with these murder cases. Like, the prosecution, the defense attorneys, people are so knowledgeable. And just that arena is so manipulative. You know, it's who presents the best case, who catches the best break, who, you know, there's nobody, I don't really think that there's anybody who really believes that OJ was innocent, but at the end of the day, his team, that dream team, really put doubt in everybody's mind, even if it were for a second. We all were like, did he do it? Could he have done it? What the
hell? And that's what it is.
The jury said we can't do it. You know, you're acquitted. It's the mastermind of, you know, these attorneys, you know?
Right. And I'm actually shocked.
Because, like, mostly all those attorneys are dead. Like, they all died weird deaths.
Yeah, right. Well, and the funny thing with Casey Anthony is, if you would have looked at all the media coverage that trial got, the case got before she went to trial, no way in hell did you think that this chick was going to get a fair trial. Like, they were just going to throw the book at her, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, because there could have been proof maybe she didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. She got a fair trial because the prosecution did not do their job. And
I think
I feel
they
like
got a little arrogant. I think they had it in the bag. I think they were kind of like, oh, we got this. And
all they had
was
circumstantial evidence. And it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. But that's why it is the way it is. But and that's why I don't understand. Because now, you know, if that case was not covered as much as it was, somebody else probably would have went to jail. Because I believe the prosecution or whoever would have got to some jurors or something. You know what I'm saying? Because how does that keep happening? How do these innocent people get locked up when it's circumstantial evidence like Casey Anthony's trial? Everything was circumstantial. Mm-hmm. There was no hard proof.
Nope. I mean, it was just, sure, all the circumstantial evidence pointed right to her. And everything was like, something's going on. Something happened.
But that's
something
not enough.
But they couldn't find it. Yeah, I agree. It was not enough. I always feel, though, karma is a mother. You might get off, and somehow, some way, redemption comes, you know?
Right. I agree.
I hope it does. So it's like one of those things.
I feel like
where
those two, they're the perfect examples, Casey Anthony and Amanda Knox, because when you look at the trials,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, it should have been switched.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
They both got the wrong, you know, just because people fucked up or they were on a witch hunt. And it just goes to show you that, you know, just because, whatever, it doesn't mean it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody knows that girl murdered her baby. Murder her baby.
Yeah,
but
how do you do that?
Even with this crazy theme. So BC brought up another thing to me, which kind of we kind of got into a conversation about. Now they're talking about putting signs in pedophiles' front yards saying, "I'm a pedophile list here," basically. And he was kind of losing his mind, and I guess somehow he thought he offended me the other day because I don't remember commenting on it. Like, I was just like, "Well, you know," I said, "I agree to an extent with that." I'm like, but I feel like if you have a 17-year-old and a 16-year-old or an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old who've been in a relationship for 3 years, they're having sex, the parents knew it, then they get pissed and they blow them in, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're ruining a child's life for nothing. Now, when we're talking an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, you know, a little kid, like, I feel it's a whole different ballgame. And I don't even know that we necessarily need the signs, because why are we letting them out of jail to begin with?
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, it's, I just think that it's such a fine line. It's like one of those things where you want to have rules, you want to have regulations, and you want to be able to not discriminate against anyone. But with that being said, I mean, I hate to say it out loud, but it's almost like criminals have rights to an extent as well. If they've gone to jail, they've done their time, and they're out, now it's a clean slate. And like
you
said, there are so many people that, you know, are accused of things, and it's such a gray area that they've got these, like you said, there are a lot of people who have got the label of sex offender, and they've gotten, you know, that it's a technicality that they're considered a sex offender.
Right.
They didn't really do anything that was like, I didn't go out and rape children. I mean, I think if it were hardcore, repeated, this man rapes children, this man rapes women, this man rapes little boys, we know this, we can't rehabilitate him, but we can't hold him in jail, then put a big ass
well,
on his
scientific well, why are we letting him out of jail to begin with? Because there's scientific evidence that their brain functions different from a normal person, that they use, there's something else, I don't remember what the hell that stuff is, but you can look it up for yourselves. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research.
No, I know.
There's something in their brain that's active. Mm-hmm. So they're giving these guys, or whatever the hell it is, some drug that, like, makes them not have a sex drive at all. But my thing is, like, if you're that, and I do believe that there probably are pedophiles that did something, you know, or somebody maybe that had sex with a little kid that truly regrets it, realize their mistake, but also, you know, they're aware of what they did and how wrong it was, and I'm sure they would like to change. But unfortunately, when you're talking about something that is it's a different trigger in your brain, you know, I feel like that's very, very hard to rehabilitate. I'm not saying it's not possible, But again, like, why are we letting these people out of jail if it's especially a more than once offender? Like, we just had a murder. Cindy talked about it when she was on the show supporting Sandra Ulrich and family. Please go and like that page, by the way, if you haven't yet. There was a guy, like a month, it's probably 2 months ago now. They let him out of jail. He was a convicted sex offender, had multiple, you know, offenses, and he had an ankle bracelet. He got that bitch off so quick and disappeared. They did not catch it in time because they had glitches in the system.
A few hours. They only need a little bit of time.
The ankle monitoring place registered it as a glitch. Like, it took them like 2 to 3 hours before they realized
that
he wasn't even wearing it anymore because these glitches happen. You know, it's an electronic device. That shit goes on. So this guy took off, went and kidnapped a mother and a daughter coming out of a gymnastic practice, stabbed the mother to death, but I think she was alive while he raped and beat up her 10-year-old daughter, and then he stabbed her to death in front of the child. And this could have been prevented because why did we let somebody like that out? And then this is where I have a problem with, we're putting away drug dealers for life. When they didn't, okay, maybe them selling drugs.
I feel like if you murder somebody, if you rape somebody, you need to go on, you know, I feel like you need to, you need to, it's not, it's life. You need to just go away. You know, it needs to, unless it's one of those situations where if you brutally murder someone, I should say that. Because I know there are times that things happen, and I'm not saying murder's correct, but I know that, you know,
there's accidents.
Right, there's accidents, there's self-defense, there's all kinds of things. But if you brutally, if it's one of those things where it's first-degree murder, you know, where it's premeditated and you can prove the premeditation, then you need to go away. If you rape children, you need to go away. Like, I really believe that. I just really believe that. But it's like you said, drug dealers will get longer time, and it's almost shocking. You know, it's just one of those situations where you're like, what? Like, how is that even possible? You know?
Because it's all political. Because there's such this war against drugs in this country, which blows my mind. I'm not saying that it's not a serious issue, because it is. But at the same time, like, there's bigger shit that we should be worried about and people we're going after. Like, that should not be our number one concern. Like, if we're so worried about kids picking up drugs, then that needs to start with the parent.
Right.
And that needs to come from home and at school. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're taught correctly, maybe somebody will dabble in it. I mean, I've never not said, I've smoked pot, I've done cocaine, I've done pills. You know what I'm saying? But I was smart enough to know, you know, not know.
Right.
You know, whereas I really, truly believe if you have a good head on your shoulders, you know, no matter how, I mean, my life was fucked up back then. Like, I wasn't really a happy person. But I also wasn't going to let it take me.
Right.
You know. Right. I don't know. Maybe I'm the fucked up one. Could be.
No, I don't think that. I just think that, you know, it's such a, it's crazy. I don't know. When you speak of crime, it's so crazy to me. Like, I don't know. It's crazy. So, you're not the fucked up one.
Yeah. Well, what gets me is, like, you know, and, like, going back to murder, I feel like, okay, somebody gets in a car and drives drunk. That's a really, really, really bad choice. Now, if you kill somebody, you get vehicular manslaughter. Now, I kind of have a problem with the terminology. Like, yes, you probably you need to go to prison. Like, you made a really, really bad choice, and you killed somebody. But it wasn't done with the intent of killing somebody. Like, you were just
What? I do have a problem with people, most people who have DUIs or who have, like, a vehicular manslaughter, they have prior DUIs. Like, they have a history of getting behind a car.
Now, see,
have a history of doing that.
You
know?
Two of my friends died in drunk driving accidents.
Right. Like, then I have a problem, the ones who have a history.
I do know the one. I don't, the other guy, I don't know. But the one... he had never had a DWI before. He didn't have a drinking problem. Normally, he didn't drive. Like,
Yeah. That's a different situation. yeah.
was not through the roof. You know, like when I got my DWI, I blew a .14, which is not double the legal limit, but it's close. And they're like,
right.
you have to be an alcoholic to be functioning the way you are.
Right.
I'm like, dude, at the time I was like 240 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the time I wasn't drinking like that, but, you know, like, I'd fucking go out on the weekends.
Right.
Right. Don't label me an alcoholic.
I actually know somebody who committed vehicular manslaughter by being drunk. It was actually my previous boss at my past employer at Home Depot.
Yeah.
He had a drinking problem. He had had DUIs before. Like, all this information kind of came out after the fact, but he'd had DUIs in the past, and he would go out on the weekends, and he would always get drunk, and he would always come to work hungover. Like, he'd be there, first thing in the morning, he'd be there, but he'd be hungover as hell. So, and because of his charges, he lost his job. His wife is divorcing him, and he's probably going to spend the rest of his life in prison.
Well, it won't be that long, but it'll be a while. But again, coming from somebody that's had a DWI, I do firmly believe that if you have one and you don't learn your lesson and you get another one, period, you need to go to prison for quite a while.
I think you've got to learn. Like, you've got to learn. At some point,
like,
you've
like
got to learn.
Everybody's entitled to a fuck-up. You know, and especially when you're young, like I was. I think I was 21. You know, like, you don't really think of those things. Where now, like, I feel like if you're in your 30s and 40s and you're getting a fucking DWI, like, you know better. Like, there's no fucking excuse.
Yeah.
Not that I had one. Like, I knew what I was doing, and I knew what I was doing was wrong. But it was just something that, at the time, like, I mean, I felt like everybody did it. Like, you know, like, I feel like society has changed. Like, that was kind of, when I got mine, like, that was when the tide was changing, when it was really starting to be cracked down on, especially here. Like, and it became, maybe I just noticed it more. I don't even know.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of crazy to me. But I feel like I learned my lesson from that. Like, it cost me a lot of fucking money, and they spoke my language. That's all I needed to do when I was done.
Right. Right. I hear you. Oh, man.
It's just craziness to me. But I feel like if you do get multiple ones, you need to go.
Right.
And, like, I do know a chick that, because I don't know what the state laws are out there, but after 10 years, your DWI is gone. And you can get another one. And it's, like, the first time you got one.
Right.
Which, to me, is just kind of crazy. Because, so, 10 years goes by, and they weren't an alcoholic the whole time. And they just got caught, you know, on their 11th year. Like, that doesn't really make much sense.
Right. Right. I know, it's just all crazy. I mean, it's one of those situations where I'm like, I do believe, like, if you've had, I mean, most of the people who, it doesn't just, it's very rare that you get behind the wheel and you kill someone. I mean, it's like most people, they have a history of getting behind the wheel all the time, you know, and so for me, I have a problem with that. But, oh, man, it's just such a bad thing. Like, I always say, man, just do anything at all, just, you know, don't drive. Like, just don't drive. Like, I just don't, you know.
If you really break it down, though, it's not even just about drinking and driving, because look at what Brandy went through. She wasn't drinking and driving. She got into an accident, and somebody died, and they were trying to, didn't they bring her up on charges of manslaughter? But it got dropped.
Know what's funny is the press made it, oh, Brandy killed someone. But it was funny because the woman who actually died was on drugs, and she caused the accident. And because Brandy was in the car, like, she was, like, let's say there's a 6-car pileup, or there's a, you know, she was one of the cars that was just in the pileup. She wasn't even the cause of the accident. Like, she might have been the 3rd or 4th car. Because this woman hit a car, another car hit a car, hit a car, hit her, and then, you know, it was like, she was kind of in the chain reaction. But this woman was, you know, at first they were like, oh, we're investigating it. It could have potentially been Brandy's fault, blah, blah, blah. And then you never really heard the story about, oh, this woman was on drugs. Oops. And so nobody got charged. Because they were like, it could have been, you know, there was a reason why they thought maybe another car could have accidentally. But they said, you know, at the end of the day, this woman died. We found major amounts of drugs in her system. And the reality is it looks like she probably caused the accident. So we're walking away. You know, there's no point in anybody else having to, you know, it was just really sad. Like, and then I remember watching her reality show and she was like crying to her mom. And I had totally forgot about that whole situation. And she was like, you know, people called me a murderer and people said I killed someone. And like there were all the blogs, you know. And I was like, wow, like, I totally forgot about that. I forgot that that even happened. And I was like, oh, man, that just had to be such a tough time in her life, you know.
Right. Well, she left the what was the show she was on? America's Got Talent? Wasn't
uh-huh.
that the one?
Yep.
She left the show because that happened.
Yeah.
Or she
so
let go, whatever the case was.
Right, whatever happened, the bad press, it was like, we don't want to touch that. That's a whole other show. Like, that gets me, that kills me every time when they have those kind of double standards. Like, I'm just kind of like, But you'll have someone like, you know, you'll have a train wreck like Paula Abdul, who's obviously on some sort of substance, but that's not a bad image.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that too, because we talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really thinking about that, and I really think that's why they lowballed her that season that she left, because they were only trying to pay her $3 million for the season. Meanwhile,
right.
they were paying What's-His-Puss, Ryan Seacrest, $10 million. They're paying Mariah Carey, $18 million. They were paying J-Lo, $10 million. So, to me, like, I feel like that was their way of getting rid of her without getting rid of her because of her issue.
Right. I think they were trying to help her. Because, I mean, she obviously, I mean, you brought up her reality show. It was a hot freaking mess.
But it was great,
like,
though. I'll tell you what, I could not watch. Ooh.
Well, it's almost like, you couldn't take your eyes off the train wreck. It was like, I just got to watch it.
Like, the part that sticks out of my head for that, did you watch it or no?
I watched some of it. I couldn't take it. Like,
I couldn't see the part.
I'm one of those people, I just can't take that.
Where she was going to test fragrance smells for perfumes. And this bitch is, like, squatting on the floor, acting like a lunatic smelling these perfumes. Like, and she's slurring her words. And I'm like, at no point during that show did you see her coherent.
Wow.
Like, at no point I felt like you saw her and felt like you were seeing her. Because I feel like if you go watch maybe the first 2-3 seasons on American Idol, she wasn't really like that. Like, she was a little zippy. But she was not, like, towards the end where she was, like, or, like, you could see that she was not really opening her jaw. And the way she was talking was very much how somebody that's on, like, Dilaudid or hydrocodone and muscle relaxers would speak and how they act. Like, it's classic symptoms of it.
Right. Right, yeah. It's pretty sad. It was sad to watch because I never thought that she was, I don't know, I guess you just realized at that moment that she was a drug user, you know?
Right.
I think you just realized. And it wasn't drugs, it was like, you know, it was
prescription
drugs.
Well, the thing is they're so much fun, like, I'm not going to lie, like.
Oh my God, Jeffrey.
No, I don't mean like to go out and do it, but I mean, when Brian and I were younger, we were like, I don't know, 18, something like that. Like, we would pop pills like crazy. a bunch of my friends did. Like, we'd get muscle relaxers, and we'd go, of course. You know, but we were 18, 19. Like, that's, you know, I feel like that's what you do at that age. You do stupid shit, and you learn from it. And now, because of it, I don't like to take those pills. Because when I do take them, you know, like, I will take them when I'm in really horrific pain with my back or whatever the case is. But I don't take them often. Because I'll take them and be like, oh, I sleep good, I feel good, you know, like I'm still in pain, but it doesn't bother me as much because I'm so loopy. And it is, you know, if like you, I know you get horribly ill on them.
I do. I can't even take the funk.
Yeah, like now I'm starting to get to the point where I'll have the side effects. So I just don't like to take them anymore. And that because I know the damage now that they do to your body and the damage mm-hmm. they probably did to my body 10 years ago, I don't want to keep putting my body through that, you know, because I feel
right.
like I've probably already danced with the devil too much with that shit, that I need not keep doing it. But I,
right.
I can see, like, I understand what the attraction is and how the addiction could work, you know, because I know
right.
that feeling and, like, it's just, so I get it, but, like, ooh, bitch, come on, put the pill down. Because at some point, the pills stop working. When you're that addicted, like, I have a friend
right.
that's that addicted, the pills don't even work anymore. Like, you're taking them for the buzz.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard it does stop working. And then, because who was it? Someone was on recently. Oh, okay, I don't know if you watched the show, but Mob Wives. I don't know if you watched Mob Wives.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, long story short, this one lady, she's like one of the main characters. Her name, her name eludes me at the second. But anyways, she was on the show. First season, she's, you know, like they're just hardcore. Like they are hardcore, you know, women. Like they'll cut each other out. You would love it because to me it's like they're Jersey, like they're real women, like, you know, and they were like, you know, us fighting each other, it, I mean, some people go to court, some people get lawyers, they go, we call it keeping it real. Like, this is what you do. You step to me, I'm stepping back to you. Like, it's one of those things. And so, long story short, she said, you know, she admitted finally on the season that she always had a drug problem. And in last season, her husband actually flipped on her father. Like, her husband actually wore a wire and got her father, like, arrested. So these men are like, but these are real women who are actually, like, their parents were mobsters, you know? Like, one, Sammy the Bull, his daughter's on there. Like, it's like, you know, these are real, like, you know, like, you can sit here and go, oh, I'm a mafia princess. No, these are really those girls who grew up in this, like, you know?
Right.
And so, long story short, she got on drugs. Like, she was on prescription drugs. And she went and had a bunch of plastic surgery done. I can't, you know what's so funny? I couldn't think of her name, and do you know her name is Karen? That's how crazy my mind is. Okay, so anyways, Karen, she had all this plastic surgery done, right? So she got re-addicted to prescription drugs because she kind of, her plastic surgery kind of botched. Like, they were straight up showing her healing, and, like, she woke up in the middle of her surgery, and, like, she was in a lot of pain, and she kind of tried to sit up. Like, she tried to sit up, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, and the camera starts shaking, and they turn it off. Well, come to find out, too, when she sat up, she ripped her stitches, and she almost bled out. Like, it was crazy, right? So she got stuck on all these drugs, and at the time, this is when the husband was wearing a wire and trying to catch her father and, like, get incriminating evidence for the FBI. So he was giving her more
pills. Wait, and this was all on camera?
All on the show, yes.
Oh, girl, I think I might have to watch this.
Yeah, you have to see it. It's actually a really good, it's on VH1. So, it's actually a really well-produced reality
show. I'm going to get my mother. That's going to be our summer show. Like, I'm going to see if it's on Netflix or whatever.
It is. Mm-hmm. It has to be. So long story short, she said in this season, she goes, you know, Junior was over-medicating me. And she goes, now I know why. He was doing it to kind of keep me incoherent, keep me drugged up so I wouldn't figure out what he was doing, you know. And sad story, he ends up turning her father in. Her father ends up going back to prison. It all comes out. He straight leaves her and says goodbye, or just kind of like disses her. He never says goodbye to her, and he just disappears. Like, the FBI, like, he went off, he disappears. They don't know if he's in jail. They don't know if he's in witness protection. They don't know what. But he straight flipped on her. He was a rat, right? He flipped on her dad. And so she obviously spirals. She takes on the guilt, you know. Her family, her dad obviously forgives her, but she takes on the guilt of what her husband did. And because this is a man she'd been married to for more than 20 years. Like, this is a guy that, you know.
Oh,
it's
just, shit.
Yeah. Like, he's been in their family forever.
The hell would make him flip like that? Like, he must have got caught doing something.
Well, because he got caught. Like, he did a lot of bad things, and he had a case pending. He knew he was going to have to go to prison. So in order, they basically said, look, you're going to prison. You can either go to prison for the rest of your life, or you can go to prison for this amount of time if you give us this guy. So he did. He flipped on the guy, gave it to him, so he's off probably doing his time somewhere in witness protection. And, you know, he didn't have to do probably as much time as he would have. Like, this is the real deal story. Like, it's the craziest show. I love it. So long story short, this whole season, they show her going into rehab. They show her dealing with getting off the drugs. And, like, they're sitting there talking to her. The point of my whole story is they're sitting there talking to her, and the doctor at the rehab is like, okay, on your worst, how many pills are you taking? She's like, 25. Taking 25 pills a day, like Vicodin. She's like,
God,
calling them all out. Yes. At her worst, she was like, yeah, I was taking, like, 25 pills. And, like, her and one of the other girls, like, they get into this huge fight. That one girl called her a junkie. Like, they all, like, want to kill that one girl for calling her a junkie. And they're like, look, she's down. And she goes, y'all don't understand. She, you know, addicts, like, when she's addicted, she does crazy stuff. And she did crazy stuff. And she would call me names, and she'd say bad things to me. And so forget her. She's a junkie. Like, it was so weird. Oh, it was crazy. It
like
was 25 so
pills? Like, you should be dead. Like,
mm-hmm.
When I met, like, Brian,
yeah.
When I popped them, I meant, like, we'd pop, like, two or three and think we were badasses. You know what I'm
uh-huh.
saying?
Yeah. Like you said, they stopped working. They stopped. It took 25 pills for her to feel anything. They would stop working.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's the craziest thing, but, you know, it's a sad, sad situation because prescription drugs are, they say it's worse than anything. It's worse than anything to get off of. It's worse than, I mean, it's like, it's just, you know, because it's like you, I don't know, it's one of those things where, did you see well, you don't watch The Real Housewives, but The Real Housewives, one of the, you know, and The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, one of the women, she was, you know, she went to rehab. She did her whole thing. She's, you know, the one who's Paris Hilton's aunt, right? She went to rehab. She did the whole thing. And then this season, she got a nose job. Well, she got a nose job, and they were like, oh, my God, she's going to relapse because she can't take, you know, she can't take those painkillers because she's, you know, an addict. She did she did rehab without painkillers.
Right. What she needs
like,
to.
Well, she did, but I'm like, can you imagine they break your nose to get a nose job? Like, can you? I can't even imagine. I would freaking be like,
that's
oh,
what just,
oh.
Brian just had it. I probably shouldn't
wow.
tell his business like that. But his wasn't
yeah.
like to get a nose job. Like, he had to get, he had a deviated septum. He had to get it fixed, and
mm-hmm.
he broke his nose. I'm like, oh, hey,
yeah.
mm-mm. Like,
they
I don't want a new nose
it.
That bad. Fuck
yeah.
you.
Yeah, a lot of people have deviated septums, and they can't breathe, and you literally have to. You know, you got to get it. I mean, it's like your quality of life is non-existent without it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
That motherfucker snored like a truck driver. Like the walls
yeah.
would shake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what, though? We have to, like, give a shout-out because a couple of days ago, the guy, I don't know, you know me, I love 90s music, but, like, remember the kids, Criss Cross, the group,
yeah.
the rap group? The one kid died, and, you know, obviously
what?
Speculation is, yeah, he died. He died on Wednesday, and it came out, it hit TMZ, and he died of a drug overdose, which is even
oh.
worse. It was heroin and cocaine. Like, he's obviously had a really bad drug problem, and he's battled his demons, and his mom and his uncle said that he had, like, a binge, you know, the day before he went on a binge. You know, cocaine and heroin binge, and they got him and took him away and brought him, you know, to the house to try and get him sobered up. And she said that, you know, he had been complaining of stomach aches and whatever, and then he finally went to sleep. Well, he never woke up. So, yeah, he died of drug overdose, which is so sad because he was only 34 years old. You know, of course they were planning a comeback. They had just performed. I think, you know, Jermaine Dupri, who was their producer, you know, if you don't know who Jermaine Dupri is, he dated Janet Jackson for quite a few years, probably how you'd know him. But he's a really big producer, done a lot of Mariah Carey songs. I mean, he's just really, but he's the one who found them, put them together. He had an anniversary for his record label not too long ago, and basically they had performed it had been years, and they were like, yeah, we're going to, you know, do another album. But, yeah, he passed away. Really sad. Really, really sad.
It's crazy.
Crazy. crazy. I don't know how we went from we started the conversation with the Amanda Knox, and we made it all the way to drugs and death and addiction. Only on Untended Radio. Oh, we're great. I don't care what you say about us, we're great. We're great at that. We're great at flipping it. We're great at
conversation.
You know what it is? It's just natural conversation. You know? And it's one of those things where we get in the conversation, Jeffrey and I, and the subject's gonna change at least 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna flip it, turn it, smack it up, flip it, rub it down, oh no.
We really are horrible.
Uh-huh. Really, really horrible. Oh, but you know what's coming on after this show, and you guys have to stay tuned. The fabulous, the wonderful, Jamesy, your show, Lips on the Radio, is going to be on right after us. So I'm very excited. I've been listening, and you guys are pretty funny. You guys are pretty good at flipping the conversation, too.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you like it. But you got the name wrong. It's not Lips on the Radio.
Lips on the Air. Lips on the Air. Did I say Lips on the Radio? I think I combined Uncensored Radio. I'm sorry.
Now she's insulting you.
I know.
Last
I'm horrible.
Week you were insulting us. Yeah, you totally did.
I insulted him. I didn't mean to. I literally was thinking.
No, it's
Lips
okay.
On
you guys
air,
are even.
Radio.
You're even,
oh,
because
even?
Remember he was helping us, like, last week or the week before or whatever, when he said some fucked up shit, and I was like, really, bitch?
He did?
When I was promoting my show,
I honestly don't care. I don't even remember that you said anything bad.
No, he really didn't, but it was funny to catch him out. I guess he was shitting bricks.
Aww. I know, you know what, though, James? You're so sensitive. Like, James will send me an email or a text after show and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, sorry for what? I never know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, and I only did that when I was drunk.
No, you did it also. I remember now. You did it for that show because you were like, I'm so sorry if I offended you guys. And I was like, offended how? What are you talking about? Because I remember going, I don't even know what the problem was. it's all good.
Well, it's because I'm worried about losing my job here. I don't ever want to do anything that will possibly get
What's
me fired.
Funny, I always think you're pissed off at me because he will, like, get mad at somebody or whatever the case is. Like, he'll get pissed and he, like, rants on Facebook. And, like, everything he's ranting about, I'm like, okay, that could kind of be directed towards me. I'm like, did I piss him off? And I'm like, wait.
I did that to him once before.
Like, he went off the other day. I think it was the beginning of the week or whatever.
I love
somebody.
When he did that.
And a text message, and I'm like, and I didn't know, but he had texted me that evening, and I never answered him because I didn't have my phone. So I'm like, oh my God, was he talking about me? Like, did I...
No, it wasn't about you. Trust me, if it's about you, I will tag you in it.
I like that. I like it.
I don't think you would.
I think he would. I think he feels like, you know, we're family now. Yeah. He
totally could. Like, I wouldn't even get pissed. Like, I'd probably just laugh and be like, you're an idiot.
I know. Jeffrey does it to me all the time. He's like, bitch. You bitch. This bitch. That's my name. I think my name is Karen Ashley, this bitch. This bitch Ashley.
Look at it. Because she's nasty. When she's pissy or not in a good mood, or, like, she's angry about something, like, she'll be like, no, it's fine, I'm over it. Like, let's move on. But her, like, the tone of her voice, like, you know she's still pissed. Or she's agitated.
I think I am over it. I think inside I'm like, it's over.
No way, because you will say it
myself.
Like, yeah, you're fooling yourself.
Damn it.
Well, luckily, I'm yet to piss you off. So.
Who, you?
I love your rant. What?
Luckily, I've yet to piss any of you guys off, so.
She is frightening, I have to tell you.
I am not. You know what's frightening about me? And it's not even frightening. I just think, Jeffrey, you're not used to someone being so direct. I'm so direct.
No, like, you just, like, there, like, when you believe something, you believe something. like, it don't matter.
Why is that frightening?
Well, it's not really frightening, but it's like, there's no argument because, like, it's it. Like, this is how you feel. This is what you believe, and period. There's no negotiation. There's no discussion about, like, it's just the way it is, which is fine, though, because actually I am used to it. I do have a few people in my life like that. It's just funny, though, because you, like, there is no bullshit. Like, you really don't. Like, you are very, very, very direct.
I'm very, very, very
I'm starting, though, to find it funny.
Like, 8 berries like, for that.
Like, we will get off the phone, and I will just start giggling sometimes because I know you're just so pissed off, and I'm like,
See how horrible he is? He doesn't like, even care that he pisses me off.
Well, because sometimes I feel you might be, sensitive is not the right word, but somewhere along those lines, like, it's something where I feel like you take some things, like, it's too, like, you overthink it. But I feel, I do that constantly, so, you know,
yeah,
I know that's what we both do. So usually, like, when we were fighting about the whole repeat thing, I'm like, why am I fighting about this? I don't even care. She doesn't want us to use the word repeat. We won't use it. Like, why am I fighting her? Because like, you were so like, no. And I'm like, and it finally, like, I think we had fought about it. Like, not really fought, but, you know, like, whatever, like, a few times. And then finally I'm like, I don't care. I don't even understand why I'm having this conversation with this bitch. She don't want to say repeat. We don't say repeat. It don't even matter.
Well, you know why I think it's so hilarious? It's because, like, honestly, when I'm looking at a TV show, I'll go through the guide, and if I see that it's a repeat, I won't even watch it. So I think if I do that, I know a lot of people will be like, oh, it's not a new show. And then the sad part is they probably haven't heard this old show. And this old show is probably hysterically funny. So why even mention it? Like, just put it on and give it a whirl. And people
right.
Are like,
well, I feel...
oh, God, they did this a month ago. This is funny. Like,
right.
You know, because we usually pick the ones we like. So the ones we like
right.
usually are more comedic.
Well, games. And I mean, I do agree, like, to the extent of, like, we've been horrible, like, in the past where we'll, like... do a show, and then we'll replay it the next week or whatever, where I really did try to go back and find episodes from last year that I thought were funny, you know, or in the first 5 minutes, like, I was laughing. It was like, this is going to be good. Or it may start off and go horrible. I don't know. But either way, this is, you know, it's something that nobody's heard in a long time. And odds are, like, our listeners change so much, and new people are coming in constantly that they haven't heard this stuff. And we do have, you know, like, 200 episodes.
Right.
There's some really, really great stuff. So I feel like, you know, I personally, I mean, it's fine without saying repeat, but I think it's fun to, like, I like that stuff. Like, I would love that if they had sitcoms on, and instead of doing, like, a repeat of that season, maybe they did the season before.
Right.
You know, or if they're going to be off for 3 weeks, play something from last season that had a 3-week story arc or something like that, you know, that, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You know, like, I like that kind of stuff. Like, I would watch that.
Right.
Or,
yeah, no, I agree.
You know, if you're in your 5th season and you're starting to do repeats, every time you do a repeat, start back at the first season and, you know, work your way up. Like, to me, that would be kind of cool.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah, so, I mean, it wasn't that we were totally arguing about using the word repeat, but that was my whole motivation. Like, I was like, I don't want someone to miss out on such a great, classic, uncensored episode just because... we said repeat, you know, just because we prefaced it as a repeat. Like, I just didn't even want to go in
that
direction.
Crazy thing is, though, I really think most of our core listeners, like our fan favorites, they listen anyways.
The new listeners have it.
Yeah, I know.
The new listeners have it, so, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm a lunatic. I know this about myself.
No, I actually, in retrospect, that's like, you're right. Like, I don't like the word repeat either. I had always used encore. That was always Mike and I's thing. Like, we always said encore because I'm like, I don't like repeat. Like, it just sounds like, and if you watch The View, they would always say encore presentation. So I love that.
And there you go. This was not an encore presentation. It's the
no,
end
it
of
wasn't.
The show, people. Stay tuned. Let's on the air and on the radio. I think I'm just trying to rename your show. Good night.
That works.
Hello, hello, hello.
You think you know my name, but you don't know my story. The thoughts inside my brain could turn into a movie about a boy who meets a boy, and then when they get happy, always it's out already. They call it pornography. My mind is full of things I can't explain, but give me a drink or two and I'll explain. You'll see a smile when he says my name, 'cause lips ain't just my nickname. I'm the boy you wanna meet. I can tease you on the street. When I'm ready, then we'll go. Take you to the after show. If you ain't back, you may we'll know. I'll tell it on the radio. So you better come prepared. I'm listening. What's on the air?
What's up, everybody? This is James, a.k.a. Lips, and this is Lips on the Air. Unfortunately, my co-hosts have not called in. So, while I try and figure out what is going on, we are going to play, I'm going to play a little bit of the show from April 19th while I try and find out what's going on with my co-hosts. So, bear with me. Oh, jeez. Hello, everybody. It is James, aka Lips, and you are listening to Lips on the Air. I am here with my fabulous co-host, Miss Jeannie.
Hello.
And Miss Jasmine.
Hi.
And it is Friday, although it kind of feels like a Thursday. I don't know why.
Just a little bit, you know?
Just a little bit. It's been one of those days. It's been a crazy day, an exhausting day, a tiring day, all the above. And before we get into the show, I want to make a reference to some things that have been happening this past week. I want to, you know, let everybody in Boston know, if anyone's listening, you know, we are in our thoughts and prayers, and we hope that the victims that survived the attack, that they get better fast. And with everything that happened in Texas yesterday, with the explosion, you know, what is going on in this world, people? Like, it's crazy.
Something new every few days.
I know, it's upsetting. It's like, you know, we have the bombing in Boston, the explosion in Texas before that, you know, Sandy Hook, everything. It's just
right.
So crazy. Like, maybe the Mayans were right. Maybe 2013 is the end.
That was supposed to be 2012, by the way. Or was it 11? I forget.
2012.
Yeah, I was last year. Man.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we were also supposed to have that zombie apocalypse, and, you know, I think the world has been supposed to end every year since 2000. I'm kind of thinking that's what it's been. Like, first we had Y2K, and then there was supposed to be, like, a massive earthquake in 2003 and a whole bunch of other shit, but we're not going to talk about, you know, the sadness and all that stuff. We want to keep this lighthearted and fun because, you know, yeah. So, Dean, it's been a week. How have you been? How's your week been?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's been really gloomy in Texas. It's been rainy, and then it was really hot. It was like 90 degrees, and then today it's 48 degrees and freezing raining. So, it's up and down around here, but we're doing good.
Damn.
It was a big tragedy last night, really hit our family. My daughter is in the National Guard, and they're getting ready to send her out there. After last night on the news, they said over and over and over that they didn't need any more help. And so that's something we're not looking forward to, but she gets her part, and, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, this is what she wanted. She wanted to be able to be in a situation where she could help and be on call, and I think that's awesome and respectable.
I agree. But it would have to be hard, given that it's your daughter, and, you know, you don't want to see her. You don't want to see her potentially get hurt, you know.
I'm kind of worried because it's senior year, and so she's going to miss some of school, which is bothering me a little.
Oh,
but, yeah.
I'm sorry.
On a down note there.
Oh, and Jasmine, how's your week been?
Rather boring. It kind of interesting
really
the
so
last
smart.
Year, so, you know. had an interview, let's just say it didn't go too well, apparently.
Yeah, tell them about that. Tell our listeners about that. Wasn't it like 5 minutes after the interview?
Yeah, apparently like 5 to 10 minutes after I left for the interview, I get the email basically saying, yeah, fuck you, we're going with somebody else. And it's just like, wait, I was just there. Like, you're not going to contact my previous employer like you said you were? Okay.
Right.
Like, I guess that works.
The woes of the unemployed.
Yep.
Have you gotten your last paycheck from that place?
I believe so, yeah. It was about $300. Why?
Well, I'm just wondering, because I'm still waiting for my last check from that place.
Ugh. Yeah.
So, hopefully I get it soon. I need some money. well, and, you know, my week, if you have been listening to Uncensored Radio at all, y'all basically know how my week's been going because I screen for Guilty Pleasure, so we're not going to talk about me. But, yeah. it's been a week. My days feel like they're running together. It's crazy. I don't like it. I'm bored out of my mind because I'm home all the time. Like, my life is just not interesting right now at all.
Well, I wanted to hang out yesterday, but a certain someone didn't call me back. So,
well,
yeah.
That's my second life. And, yeah, so.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Boy. Well, let's go ahead and we'll get into our first topic of tonight's show. Now, I'm an avid tweeter, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you call yourself when you're on Twitter, a tweeter or something.
Yeah, tweeter works.
But I'm avid on there, and I see a lot of, you know, acronyms like YOLO, you know,
right.
Different things like that. And my question for you guys are, what are some words that you just wish would be deleted from the dictionary? Like,
YOLO
and
swag.
Okay,
YOLO
and
swag.
I have three teenagers living. All three of my kids are freshmen, sophomore, and seniors. And I'm telling you what, these words, I had to Google it. Okay, Lacey, I walked out the bedroom, and she's like, oh, God, Mom, you look so ratchet. And I was like, oh, thanks. You know, she kind of turned around and snickered. So I'm on the computer and I'm Googling it trying to figure out what it means. And I was just like, oh, my God, I'm getting old. Like, when did this happen? And now all the time it's ratchet. Everything's ratchet. Everything's cray. Have you heard that one? Cray?
Oh,
like
God,
crazy?
Cray.
Yeah. Crazy? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go for crazy.
That can just go on somewhere. Those two annoy me the worst. You cray.
I know, because it's so exhausting to say crazy.
Yeah, add that other syllable there, and it just kills you.
Right, it's two syllables, but cray-cray is two syllables. Like, hello? Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, you're right. Swag is kind of one, too, because everywhere
I
go, I see epic swag on everything. It's unbelievable.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Thank Justin Bieber for that one. Swag.
Right.
Swag on you. I saw this thing on Facebook. It's a picture of One Direction, and it's a picture of One Direction and Justin Bieber. And it's just, the caption is 3, 2, 1, swag.
Right.
And there, underneath of it, it's One Direction. And think of it to the music of That's What Makes You Beautiful. Your mess skills are terrible. I don't know,
oh, my
funny.
Goodness.
But it really, it's swag, okay? I'm sorry.
Swag.
And this whole, like, the whole thing of, you know, like, girls that they want a guy who has swag and who's, you know, kind of, you know, thug, whatever. Is swag going to pay the bills when you're 30 and married? Like, that's kind of what I'm wondering.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, swag, rather obnoxious. I'm sorry, but as they say, boys have swag, men have class.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
I completely agree.
When did YOLO be like drinking a glass of chocolate milk? YOLO. Like, you know,
oh my God. Yeah, like really.
Right.
YOLO
like,
was
I'm
supposed
sorry.
To eat.
YOLO.
You know, big deal.
Right, like, I'm going skydiving. YOLO.
YOLO.
Yeah.
I'm going
well,
bungee
that
jumping.
That actually makes sense. That actually makes
I'm
sense.
I'm riding a roller coaster.
But...
I'm riding a roller coaster for the first time. YOLO. Like,
right,
not,
right. I'm
I
drinking chocolate
shit.
Milk.
YOLO.
Yeah.
Not like, it's, I'm drinking chocolate milk. I just got in the car.
YOLO.
Oh, my God, I put my shoes on. YOLO. Like, really? That's
that
just...
was a Lil Wayne thing. That all came from Lil Wayne there.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was a big, big new production of it. And then, okay, another one that I am really bad about doing, I mean, this is probably one of my worst things, and the kids make fun of me for it, my friends make fun of me for it, is I'm always like, all right, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. And
yeah.
They're like, you're
saying,
and
yeah.
You're not saying. And I'm just like, huh? You don't get it. I'm not saying, like, do something about it. I'm just telling you it needs to be done, you know? And so I'm really
right.
bad about the just saying. I do that a lot, too.
Mine is legit, and I catch myself using it a lot. Like, that's so legit. Oh, my God. It's really, and it's such an old song, too, Too Legit to Quit.
Yeah. MC Hammer.
That is such an old song, but it's like... That phrase just carried on for generations, and it's I hate using it because it's just like, oh, that's so legit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And epic. Epic.
Epic is mine. I'm guilty of epic.
Epic was fine until everything became epic, and then again, you're drinking your chocolate milk. It's epic. You know.
Right. But what's better, okay, you know, if everything's epic, what's the next in line for, you know, when it's better than epic? Like, I think that's
right.
just overused. Like, what can you say after epic? That was so epic. That was just
yeah.
like, phenomenal.
Right. Okay,
or
and jelly. I think
jelly.
I remember posting on Facebook something, and this other chick was like, I'm so jelly. And I'm just like, grape or strawberry? What the hell are you talking about? And she's like, jealous. You know, she's like,
jealous.
Yeah. And it's just like,
well, like
okay.
When I hear jelly, I kind of think Bootylicious, Destiny's Child. Like, I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think
exactly.
you're ready for this jelly.
Nice.
Oh, I have cousins
and I
that,
love it.
That say cereal instead of like
yes,
serious.
Instead of
they serious. Go cereal. Yeah.
Yeah.
For cereal. I'm like, really?
Cereal?
The kids totally heard that. That's the thing is, with I don't know, I feel so old sometimes. I think I'm only 30. Like, you know, it's just crazy because sometimes they'll say, like the day that I was Googling, you know, I just could not
Practice.
Believe I didn't know what it meant. Yeah, and then I'm finding music videos of these dudes, and I was so laughing so hard. It took me like, yes, yes, yes. Okay, if you have not seen those guys. You have to see those guys. My favorite is,
you were where?
With who? Like, it's just so funny. I swear it took me 2 hours to get done with it. Because I just kept, like, clicking on things, and it was so funny. You have to watch
it. In the car?
You have to. Yes. You
what
have
is
to.
Okay.
It's,
I will definitely look that up.
Yeah, you have to. It is so funny. And then they do one, the ratchet. She ratchet. It is
mm-hmm.
so funny. I mean,
it's freaking hilarious.
And you get stuck in it, too, because you're like, oh, these guys are hilarious. And then you, like, move
right.
from video to video.
See, yep. I do that with other YouTubers, like, Lozelle. I don't know if any of you have heard of her. She does, like, daily videos, and they're stupid when you
right.
think about it. But, like, she'll read, like, song lyrics of a new song that just came out. And she will read them, and she will add, like, her own little commentary at the end of, like, each line. You know, she's like, she did one for Justin Bieber's boyfriend, and he's like, if I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. And she's like, well, you might want to let me go if I have to go to the bathroom or something, you know. Like, I don't think you want to be in there with me.
And then you watch it for a good hour, and then you're like, what the hell am I watching this for? Like,
right.
I'm serious.
Stuck in it.
My 15-year-old, he'll come in, he'll be like, hey, look at this, look at this. And I watch it, and I think, I just wasted 5 minutes of my life. What the heck was that? Like, some of the things that, I'm not kidding, some of the stuff that they think is cool, we made fun of in my day. Like, if you were to call a soft to school, you were ratchet, you know? Like, I'm just saying, like, things that are different.
You
I walk down the street.
You were just going in your pajamas.
Right. Everybody's like, in pajamas. And I'm thinking, really? We didn't do that in my day. You're not going to school in pajamas. Put some clothes on, you know?
Right. Like, you might have done that in college. Like, you might have gone to school in college, you know, in a pair of sweatpants, sweatshirt,
okay,
your hair up in a bun. You know, that's
right,
different. It's college. You're supposed to. But, like,
you don't have some kind of image you're trying to support like you do in high school. I don't know if anybody else did that or not.
Right.
But, like, I was so worried about what people thought that, like, any time I did step out of the box, it was always a mistake. Always. Okay, my most embarrassing epic moment. Okay, I'm using the word epic. Yes, yes, I am. So, I watched this show when I was a kid. It was called Clarissa Explains It All. Does anybody remember that?
I love that show.
Okay,
loved
so
it.
She was wearing a pair of, like, you're going to laugh so hard. She was wearing a pair of, like, these tight pants, shorts over them. So I was like, oh, okay, I could do that. I have these awesome shorts. So I'm going through, and I can't find anything to wear under them. So my mom's like, well, I have these, and they're these flowery print pants. So I wear these tight pants with my socks and my tennis shoes and all that, and I put the shorts on over it, and I'm not kidding you, man. I will never forget standing there right before class started, and this chick was like, what did you do? Forget how to get dressed this morning? I was standing there like, I thought this was cool, like, shut up.
Right.
You know, about the fourth hour, I called my mom. I was like, Mom, come get me.
It didn't turn out too well.
No, not at all.
I remember that show because her style was so funky. So it was.
Yeah,
so in your face and different.
Dude, I had
cool.
The best.
It
was everything.
What's funny is that her style did become popular. Like,
oh, that's what you see now.
Yeah. That's what's hilarious about that.
The whole
that
neon
is.
Spandex is everywhere, and it's just unbelievable that we're back into the 80s again.
Yeah.
Right. Well, or 90s if you're a Power Rangers fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 90s too. Late 80s, early 90s. There
right,
we go.
Right. Well, it's great.
Right, yeah.
Music's kind of done the same thing, where it's kind of reverted back to that, like, 80s kind of, that 80s pop sound. Where and you, it's retro, but it's new, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Macklemore.
Like
that totally sounds like it jumped off a record. You know, like
right.
And this on my mixtape when I was in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Yeah, it really does have that feel to it, and it's awesome. And then you know, sometimes I hear things or I see things, and I think, what does that mean? You know, to Lacey, like she'll say something. God, I can't remember what she said the other day, and I thought she said it, and I was like, well, back in my day, that meant something totally different. You know, like you remember the
right.
Like a mug? You remember, oh, man, it's cold as a mug out here. Like,
right.
Does anybody remember people saying that? Well, what exactly was a mug? I don't remember that part. I just remember saying it all the time. I'm feeling cool. Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember the things that we said to newer kids that make absolutely no sense now. Or
yeah.
They do mean something completely different. Like,
yeah.
Whatever you got, like, whenever you dissed somebody or whatever and you said boom at the end of it.
Yeah.
Like, bam, whatever.
Bam.
I don't remember what most of them were.
Bam.
I don't remember what a lot of them were. Bam, right. Like, you know,
yeah.
It makes me miss, okay, well, I already miss being a kid. You know, I hate being an adult. 24 years old, and I hate being an adult.
They didn't tell me how much fun this wasn't going to be when I got older. Like, they said, oh, it's
being
grown up, so much fun, and then you're like, the kids are like, I can't wait till I'm old enough, and she stomps in the bedroom, and I'm laughing, thinking, yeah, you got to pay your own bills. Like, yeah,
right.
I just can't wait till you're old
you're
enough.
Like, no, you want to stay young as long as possible. Like, there was no handbook or anything.
No,
we should have listened to our parents when they were like, stay young as long as you can.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're a kid, and you can't wait till you turn 16 so you can get your license and so you can start driving, and then as soon as it's 16, you can't wait till you're 18. And then as soon as you're 18, you can't wait till you're 21. And then 21, it's like, what's next?
Right, what's next? And don't forget, about 23, you start thinking, okay, I wish I was 16. You know, like,
right.
Or dang, that was 10 years ago. My reunion kicked my butt. My high school reunion, I literally was, like, at home for 3 days after, all by myself. I didn't go anywhere. I was just drinking bottle after bottle of wine. Like, I'm 30 almost. You know, I was 28, but it was horrible. I mean, and looking at all those guys that were so hot, and they're, like, bald at 28
right.
on welfare,
right.
you know? And then you've got the ones that are, like, total nerds who are doctors, and oh, I could not believe Lee was a doctor. I was shocked.
Right.
I was shocked.
Well, it's like now, like, hearing a song that you heard in 1993 that was, like, the shit song in 93, and now
and you
it's
still
2013,
remember
and you're like, yeah, it's 2013, 20 years later, and you're like, holy shit, this song is 20 years old.
Yep. Yeah, oh man, there was that song. JoJo remade the song. It was from back in my day, and I was just yes. I heard it on the radio.
Yeah,
Lisa sing along. She's like, "Mom, I love this song." I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I started singing every word too, and she was like, "How do you know this song?" I was like, "Yeah, mm-hmm." Because it was our song first. It was our generation.
Exactly.
So you got a little Wayne song, and in the background, there's a song from Mason Puff Daddy in like '94. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
But yeah.
Or even
that's
in the 90s when you heard Ghetto Superstar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maya.
Or what was another one? Oh shit. The one that they did with Faith, the one that Diddy did with Faith Evans.
I'll be missing you.
And yeah, I'll be missing
from
you.
The Biggie. Yeah. That's like the other day, Lacey, we were talking, and she made a comment about this. Okay, we have really bad radio in Texas, I'm not going to lie. It's all ghetto rap, all of it. So unless you're on satellite, that's all you hear. And sometimes it's not too bad, but sometimes you're like, what is this crap? You know, as you're trying to find another song. Well, Lacey,
I think it's funny, though, from Texas,
like,
that it's ghetto rap. Well, I think it's funny in Texas that it's ghetto rap and not country.
No. There's two country radio stations that I can get in the Dallas metro area, and the rest of them are AM. And it's like there's a lot of talk radio, which is entertaining too. But it's like when you're driving, you want to sing, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Anyway, this song comes on, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is Tupac. This is from back in the day. And Lacey's like listening to it, and she's like, who's Tupac?
Oh,
I was like,
my!
Are you kidding me? Who's Lil Wayne? Like, come on, he didn't have a career, you know. And you go on down the list, and so we've been doing this schooling her on music, where I get, like, all the now, I start ordering them off eBay at, like, $2 a pop. I got, like, 30 of them now. And so we start, like, listening to them and jamming, and she's loving it. I mean, the truth is, music is not what it used to be. It's really not.
No, it's not.
Hell no.
It's hard, because now, like, you don't hear songs that tell a story anymore.
Oh, no.
Sometimes
it's
you do, but...
Not unless, you know, he's looking for his hose and he's got a band on it, you know.
Right.
That's like the whole. That's all of it. I mean, I'm listening. She's like, bands will make her dance, and I'm just like, I kind of feel the dance beat to it. But really, you know what you're saying? You know,
it's not about the lyrics anymore. It's solely about the music. It's solely about the beat.
Right.
Like,
and
that's
like I was telling you the other day. She can't sing a song without like skipping every two three words because she's not allowed to say them in front of me. You know, so it's like.
Right.
You know, and so I'm like, what did you just say? Well, it's a song, but I can't say it all. It's like, yeah, okay.
Right.
Well,
that's
funny. Like, I remember being a kid, like, whenever we heard a song on the radio or we had a song on a CD that had a bad word, like, even if you were with your friends and you were, like, miles away from your parents, you did not say that word. You
no,
were just like, oh, my God.
Somebody would tell on you.
That's just how you
somebody
learned it.
Tell on
like, you just learned it that way.
Right, and now it's like there are teenagers, like 14, 15-year-olds, that are F-bombing and shit this and bitch that and, you know, whatever, all the time. And
see,
like,
I'm big on respect, and that is disrespect. That's like the kids aren't even allowed to say bored. I got so freaking tired of hearing them say bored with iPads and laptops and cell phones.
Bored?
I was just like, that is a bad word.
Right.
Bored is no longer able to be said in my house. Punish them once for it,
you
they don't say it anymore, but...
Right, it was different when we were kids, though. Like, when we were kids and we said we were bored, literally, we had nothing to do. Like, TV was
well,
bored.
That's when my mom would be like, read a book. And I'd be like, hey, read a book, go outside. Yeah. Now it's like, okay, let's see, you've got to...
Like, I remember when it was like, when that was the standard. It was like, go outside and play if you're bored. Go ride your bike.
Right.
Go next door and see if they can come out and play for a little bit. Like, it was
right,
never,
go do something.
Well, go get on the computer. Go watch a movie. Go get on your iPad. Go text somebody. Call someone on your phone. Like, it wasn't like that when we were kids.
But
and I kind of missed it.
I sat there and I was like, you've got an iPod, you've got an iPad,
mm-hmm.
you have a laptop, you got a cell phone, you have a DS.
Right.
You have all these things that you had to have. Go use them. You know,
right.
I mean,
and I remember when video games were, when video games were first coming out, like in the 90s or whatever, like Nintendo and all that.
Yeah,
like,
yep.
you had to have money to get a Nintendo, an old.
Oh, man,
like,
you gotta have money to get recent games. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you
right.
remember the old
gaming is not cheap.
The first edition of the Playboy or Game Boy things.
Yep, mm-hmm. Playboys.
I said Playboy.
Playboys. Nice.
The old edition of the Game Boys where they were like the big bulky box and they were black and white and they sucked really bad,
yeah.
but like it took hours of my time. And now it's like, I mean,
right.
it's crazy. And then something I was getting back on your topic of words that are, you know, unusable, that we're done with.
Mm-hmm.
Twerd. Okay. Lacey was big into Twilight, and she was referred to a lot as a twerd. So now, no matter what anybody does,
Twilight nerd. Yep.
Yes, even if it has nothing to do with Twilight, I mean, she can, like, trip over something and nothing be there, and everybody's laughing, and she's a twerd. And I'm just like, we're done with that. We're done with the Twilight word. We're done with we're not going there anymore.
Twilight is over. Twilight is
right.
over. It was finished when the last movie came out. We're done with it. Move on.
Right. Exactly. And that's like, also, you were talking about the zombie apocalypse earlier. You know, I mean, there was such a fixation on this. Where did this even come from? I mean, come on, like,
oh
it's
God.
Really going to happen.
But here's the thing, though.
There's
people that are, like, actually taking it seriously.
Oh, yeah,
there's people that take it seriously.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I was at we have a place down the street here, and they do, like, outlets on guns and bullets and crap like that, and there was a bunch of information going on with our governor and stuff down there, so we were just going to go try to participate and be active in our, you know, society and all that, and I get down there, and there's actually boxes of ammo called the zombie apocalypse. Like, they are supposed to, and it says on the box, I don't know if
there's
it's
like survival
kits.
There's
yeah,
like survival
I don't know
kits, and people taking archery lessons now, and
yes.
all this other shit. It's just like, what the fuck, people? Like, I wanted to take archery lessons When I saw The Hunger Games, like when I first
it.
Read The Hunger Games book and saw the movie, I wanted to take archery lessons because I wanted to be just like Katniss. You know, granted I'm a guy, but whatever. It's cool.
Right,
I can
right.
still do
you
it.
Know.
But like I've got to defend
so I
want to
do that. Right, like I want to do. That's what I want to do. But when it comes down to it, it's just like that's not going to save you. If there's truly going to be a zombie apocalypse where people come out of the grave.
Weird.
You know,
rude.
To attack you.
Right,
and
exactly.
It
no amount of archery is going to help you.
No.
Right. And it kind of scares me to a degree because it's like, we have family members that have passed on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I know.
How badly would that suck if we had to kill them again?
Yeah.
I know, it was hard enough the first time, right?
Right, like, I am
see,
so sorry,
we can
Grandpa.
Relate because
Boom.
We're related and we have the same family, so...
Wow.
A lot more sense to us than it does others.
Right, like, so, Grandpa, I am so sorry. You want to eat my brain? Fuck you. Boom. Like,
yeah, right?
I would be,
yeah,
I would
go
be so upset.
Again. Right.
I would be so upset because it's just like, wow.
Right.
I had to shoot my grandpa in the face.
What?
I also have some setting.
But no, they're serious. They really think this stuff is real. And that's something, too, that's like the most played out phrase. I was reading this article about words and phrases that, you know, need to die. And some of them are stuff that they said have lasted decades. I mean, the word whatever, being whatever, it's cool, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Like, people using the word
it's
like.
It's not really overused unless you're like a valley girl.
Right.
Hey, I'm not a valley girl, but I'm guilty of saying like all the time.
Me too. It's that one word that transitions word into the next thing you're gonna say, you know?
Right. All the time. Like it always works. Always.
Right.
But they said that the top most
words.
It's
hard to put like another word in there being like yeah. Like you're trying to transition to a next subject and it's like, well, and then you know there's this.
And then, yeah, that's another one. It says that the words that have been used for decades that are overplayed and, you know, society will let go of or whatever, like, you know, which I do a lot. I'll say something and be like, you know, and then move on, you know. You know?
I do, too.
Like. This is like, you know.
Count, okay, I want everyone in the chat room to count from here on out. Count how many times any of us
say
like.
I'm going to,
we're going to have a contest to see who says like the most.
Man, that's
going to
be worse than
like
a Nelly song.
Right. Whoever says like
so
the most can't say it again. Right. Can't say it anymore next week. That's the thing. Well, and, okay, and Nelly, talking about Nelly, like, I love Nelly. I'm a huge, huge Country Grammar fan, you know, whatever. That's great. He's cool. I cannot stand his new single.
There is
Nelly?
Oh, my God. What the heck is wrong with that? I mean, that's like the
that
Tim McGraw and Nelly pulled it off, but this new one
right.
is just like, really? Where were you going?
When
wait,
did you
wait,
become
wait,
Flo
wait,
Rida?
What new single?
Okay,
wait,
there's a new single.
Song, Hey, Portia?
Yeah.
His new song, Hey, Portia.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
it's like Flo Rida Extreme.
Yeah, okay, like 30 seconds into it, you're going to be like, yeah, no.
What the hell,
I think
I know what you're talking about.
But my problem with Nelly these days is every song he comes out with, he repeats himself so much. I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over and over.
That's him, yeah.
Oh, man, but, I mean, actually, it gets repetitive. I mean, there's some moments where I'm just like, that's
right.
Up, I'm going to
turn
this off.
I miss, you know, Hot in Here. I miss, Country Grammar.
Even my grandma knew Hot in Here. Like,
you know what? When it comes to stuff like that, you guys, pay attention to their label. Because if they're self-promoting them, if they're doing it on their own, you'll notice a lot of my favorite bands, I mean, 5-6 different bands that I've followed since I was a teenager, they're all, like, I'm looking at the next album, like, what is this? And then they promoted it themselves. But then some people have success. I mean, Justin Timberlake, he promoted his own, and he's having really good success with that album. So, I mean,
Like, the 2020 experience. I really,
I
want to get that CD. I don't have it yet, but I've heard some songs on it. And
I've had it for 2 days, and I'll tell you, it's definitely different. It's not anything close to what I ever expected from him, ever. But I'm liking it. It's very 70s retro-y. It's got a lot of the old blues and jazz feel to it, with the funk and, you know, the good feelings that you got from that music.
I love his first album. Well, and that's like, I love his first album. I love Justified. Like, it's one of my all-time favorite records. But
agreed.
His Future Sex Love Sounds album, it's so different from, it's not commercial, but it is at the same time. Like, I think he's kind of changing the face of music to being more about the production behind it as opposed to it being more, you know, I mean, because, like, he can write a very touching song. His song Mirrors,
yes.
I absolutely love it.
Love it.
Suit and Tie, not going to lie, I did not like it the first time I heard it, but it grew on me.
But it sunk in, right? Yep.
Lacey hates it. Man, my 15-year-old, she hates
it. Well, the fact that it's a song entirely about ass, like, if you really pay attention to it, he's talking about a woman's rump. Like,
right. You're right. But
it's
okay,
kind of like,
did you see him when he first performed? It was on Jimmy Fallon. He was on the show all week long. And it was, like, every night it was Justin Timberlake, and they were doing skits and stuff, like, very Saturday night.
Oh, no. That's
okay,
awesome.
I saw a few of them. My favorite skit from him.
Well, that was when he first performed that.
Well, I love his history of rap stuff, like what him and Jimmy Fallon do, the history of rap. I love
that.
Right.
Did you see the one where they were camping?
Yes, I did. Where they're singing Africa by Toto.
Yeah. I told you, Jimmy Fallon is one of my, like, favorite people in the world. Yeah, he's hilarious.
Wait, I'm not
going to
lie. I hated him for a long time. And here's why. I hated him for a long time, and here's why. Because, okay, fifth grade, he co-hosted the MTV Video Movie Awards with Kirsten Dunst, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, this goes
part
way
of the awards
back.
Show. I know, right? Way back. And,
this is like Sheldon's revenge for the
That's awesome.
Right. This goes way back to, like, I was 12. 12 years for me. I hated him for a long time, though. Because, okay, there's part of the award show where he's kind of, he's parodying Adam Sandler. And there's a video clip of Adam Sandler comes up, and he's like, why are you making fun of me, man? And he kind of gets upset, and Britney Spears walks in, and she starts yelling at Jimmy Fallon for making fun of him and da-da-da-da-da. And there's a part where she goes, why, Jimmy? Why would you make Adam cry? And for weeks after that at school, everybody came up to me, why, Jimmy? Why did you make Adam cry? I hated him so much for that forever.
That was awesome.
Like,
that was awesome.
That is hilarious.
And I hated him for so long. Well, and then, like, he did a parody of NSYNC where he was dressed up as one of the members.
Uh-huh.
And he had four puppets attached to him that whenever he moved his arm, like, their arms would move and things like that.
Yep.
And so I got funded for that, too, because I was, like, a really big NSYNC fan, and everybody knew it.
Yeah.
Everybody
okay.
knew that I
yeah.
that I loved NSYNC.
My favorite
and
thing,
so they made
Fallon.
Fun of me for that, too.
See, and my love for Jimmy Fallon started about that time because he was on SNL, and he did a skit where it was him and the guy who played Will and Grace. I can't remember.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Playing.
Eric McCormick.
They did a skit where they were doing the Britney Spears Oops, I Did It Again, and he was teaching him how to do the video dance for it. And I had a moment so similar to that where
really?
I was trying, yes, where I was trying to learn how to do the Britney Spears Oops, I Did It Again, and you were teaching me. And I was watching the skit. It was so funny, and it made me think of us. And so that was just one of my favorite Jimmy Fallon moments ever.
Right. I remember that, too, in the back bedroom of Grandma's house.
Oh, he was so mad at me. I mean, he was trying really hard not to be mad. We were laughing and having fun. But I am the worst person when it comes to coordination on any kind of timing. Like, if I can dance and groove by myself, I'm fine. But if you want me to do specific things, and he was like, no, Jeannie, no. It was just
I remember
so
that.
Much fun. God,
okay, I also
so
remember...
fun.
Darren's dance groove. Do you remember that? The tape?
Yes,
we
did that.
In Grandma's living room?
Yep.
Yeah, like every time we hung out, we were trying so hard to learn the Oops, or not Oops, I Did It Again, but You Drive Me Crazy.
Yeah.
The choreography by Britney. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And
Jimmy had
Bye
it,
Bye
man.
Bye.
Jimmy could watch it once
I
and pop it.
It
out and it almost be perfect. But not
what?
Me, no. We had to put it on slow motion, and Jimmy had to, like, touch my leg to tell me to move my leg this way. Yeah, it was like, yeah.
Oh, God. I remember that, too.
That was funny. So funny. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we did. That's what, it goes back to what we were talking about. That's the kind of stuff we did when we were bored, you know?
Right. We watched music videos in slow motion to learn the choreography.
To try to learn the choreography, right.
And the sad thing is that I still know the choreography to Oops, I Did It Again. I still know it.
Yeah.
Really?
All
I only know the part
the whole
where
video.
It's like with my heart.
Wow.
The part that I know.
I think that was the only part of it that you got when we were practicing
yeah.
in that bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. So I have a question real quick.
God.
We're back on the original topic where we were talking about words that need to die. Okay, this is me because I'm, you know, older and I didn't grow up with the cell phone thing, but when people talk to you in text language.
Right. Oh. Hello?
Jeannie?
Oh, wait. There you are.
Oh, she dropped.
And I was like, we got James.
What? Oh, she dropped.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Well.
Going back to it, like, here she's back.
Right.
Now. Thanks.
What happened?
I don't know. I was talking, and it was like, call, disconnected. Like, okay.
Because you were talking, you got to the whole, the last thing we heard was, that whole text language.
Oh, God.
It was silent.
No, okay. Like, Lacey, okay, for instance, I'll be like, okay, Lacey, you didn't take the trash out. And she'll be like, okay, BRB, and then she'll run out the door. And I'm
be right back. Yep.
What the heck? Like, just say be right back. You know, if you're texting, you're trying to keep yourself from doing more work. But she does it all the time. She'll be like, SMH, walk away. Like, really? And then the other day, I was at the at some store or something, and I said, I was in a line, and I said something about the song playing, and this girl was like, yeah, TBT, and then just walked away. So for hours, I'm thinking, what does TBT mean? And I'm trying to Google it. I'm trying to figure it out. I finally asked Lacey, and she gets home. She's like, throwback Thursday. I was like, but it's Wednesday. Like, that made no sense to me.
Wow.
Right? So does that annoy you? Because that's a big thing for me. That bothers me so bad.
Okay.
Especially in business world.
I do this a lot. Well, I do this a lot. BTW.
Yeah, by the way.
Yep.
By the way. Okay, and the whole LOL thing, that is just like, I think people just say that to just be like, eh, to kind of end a conversation when someone says something funny in a text.
As they reply.
And you're just like,
I don't really think this is funny and I'm not laughing, but I'm supposed to say something, so we'll put that in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think what I'm going to start doing is, I saw something on Facebook, and I think what I'm going to start doing is, it's it's like, slightly smiled then stopped.
Wait, that's what? Awesome.
SSTS, slightly smiled, then stopped.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
But even in the business world, I get emails from people or I get things like that, and it's like abbreviated through text talk, and I'm thinking, you're being paid to do this job. I know you took some kind of class in college on professional writing. Can we not use text language when we're, you know, passing emails that are going to be saved for record? It's kind of silly. It's taken over a lot of it, and it's just, I mean, do you think we're becoming lazy as society because that's the kind of stuff that we do? We can't say the word jealous.
Oh, God, yes.
We have to say jelly.
Jelly.
You know, I mean,
definitely.
We can't say.
I think that that's what it's coming to. Eventually, people are going to start talking face-to-face in text language, and that's all we're going to ever say. It's all going to be shorthand.
I'm hoping it doesn't come to that. I'm hoping
it's gonna
be
awesome. Nobody will speak English anymore.
Right. All the
course,
languages will just blend to one. It'll be international, and that's what'll make end up making peace in this whole world when we all go to one international text language. Because we can
all honestly, though, in Texas, if they're under 20 years old, that's what they do. They talk in that kind of stuff where they abbreviate words, and then if they're over, you know, 20 years old, then they, you know, they do the same thing. So it's like, I don't know, maybe it's a generation builder. It's helping generations connect in some weird way, maybe. I mean, I can't figure out why we can't just say what we mean and let it make sense. Right. You know, in Texas, most people speak Spanish. And it's like, I had to adapt to Spanish because most people speak Spanish. So, you know, why is this happening this way? And it's happening so fast. I mean, think about it. We've only had technology and texting and that kind of thing for, like, you know, close to 20 years now. That's it.
Well, texting, I don't think, because, like, texting really became popular back around, like, 2005.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's when texting really became popular.
So almost 10.
But that's not true.
I
had a pager.
Right. Oh, did you?
I had a pager in 94, and I could get, like, messages. People could call, and they could, type in the message if they had the same kind of pager as I did, and I could get a full message. And that was in 94.
I remember those. I
remember
those.
So at some point.
Where you type in, like, a little code, and it brought up a word. Like, it said SOS or something like that.
Yeah, like, you'd sit there all night trying to figure out how to spell things. I'll never forget. 1731071, upside down, spelled I love you.
Aww.
Yeah, we were big into pagers. You could say goodnight. You could say goodbye. Like, there was all kinds of ways to do that. But we were creative.
And I remember when pagers were, like, the shit.
Right.
Like, it didn't matter.
Like, even my parents had one.
Ghetto. It didn't matter how ghetto you were, how broke you were.
I'll never forget my first pager. I bought my very first pager from your mom, and it didn't even work. And I said, I'd set the alarm, and then it would go off, and I'd be like, oh, I got a page.
Wow.
Yeah, we were, I was like 12, and I remember she sold me this pager that she had from a job, and she's like, it doesn't work. I was like, oh, that's okay, no problem. So I would set it on as loud as it would go and set the alarm, and then I'd be with my friends at Broncos, and it would go off, and I'd be like, oh, I got to go use the phone. And I thought I was all cool.
Just to kind of make it out like you were just really, really popular.
Yeah, and everybody would ask me for my pager number. I'd be like, oh, I can't remember it, but I'll write it down for you later. And then I remember, like, finally getting a pager, and everybody's like, I never had your old pager number.
Right?
Yeah, that seems funny.
I
cool, right?
I remember when, like, that's what everyone wanted. Like, everyone wanted to have a pager. And then I remember when cell phones, like, really became, like, the it thing to have. And, like,
yeah,
I remember...
my first one, I bought a 7-Eleven. It was prepaid. And it was so freaking expensive. It was, like, $70, and I got, like, 20 minutes. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world because I had a cell phone. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the worst mistake was giving people the number because then they call, and then I had no minutes.
Right. Right. Like, I remember, and I, like, I remember Grandpa used to have, like, that phone in his bag, the car phone.
Remember the box, the, yeah, the bag phone that had, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. That you plugged into the lighter, and
yep.
I remember the bag phone, but then I remember, like, when my mom got her first cell phone, it had no screen. Like, the screen was just big enough to display numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And now it's like we have phones that are the size of tablets.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever watched the old movies, like old movies, and then some big rich guy pulls out this big square box that he puts up to his face?
Yes.
He's like, when did this happen?
I remember those were like, I remember that whenever we'd get like the toy ones, whenever mom would buy us like the toy phones.
Yeah.
And they were those big blocky ones that were like, you put it to your head. The ones that Zach Morris had on Saved by the Bell.
Right, yeah.
Oh. Like,
I remember
those.
Like, back then, thinking that was cool, and then, you know, getting a new phone, like an iPhone or something, and you're just looking at this like, when did this happen? It's amazing.
Right.
I mean, the kids
right.
have
like,
no
right now,
idea.
Now you have a little personal computer in your hand that can call.
Pretty
text,
much.
Browse the web. Plan
well, like,
your day. Play games. Do your
my
accounting.
My phone runs my life. My phone tells me when
trip.
I have meetings. My phone tells me exactly what to do and when to do it. And I've become
mm-hmm.
lazy because if my alarm doesn't go off, I'm like, don't I have to do something? it's crazy
right.
how easy it is
right,
to
like,
let those things be that convenient.
Right. And I haven't become that dependent on my cell phone. Like, I have a smartphone. And the only thing I ever really do on my phone is I check my email when I'm away from my computer. I check my bank because, like, I have Bank of America app on my phone. And I play Words with Friends and Song Pop.
See, honestly, I don't use my laptop. Once I got the touchpad, between that and my cell phone, I hardly touch my laptop unless I'm writing a paper or doing something that I have to use Word or Excel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I become so dependent on them.
Cool. And now tablets. Like, tablets have – you can buy a keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
For your
my tablet
with
so
it.
Convenient.
Yep.
I don't even have to charge
it's
it. I just sit it down. Yeah, it's like with my laptop, I have to worry about the cord and charging and all that. With the touchpad, I just sit it down on this mat that I have, and within an hour and a half, it's fully charged, and I'm ready to go. So as long as I put it there every night, it's fine
right.
all day long. And my magazine subscriptions, I'm telling you, it is so pathetic. I'm so lazy because the magazine subscriptions, they're all on my touchpad, so I don't even get them in the mail.
Wow.
Right, and it kind of makes me, I just think that it's pointless to, why do you need a tablet with a keyboard? Why do you need to buy a keyboard for your tablet when you have a laptop computer that is just as easy to carry around? I mean, granted, yeah, it's a little bit, it's bulkier and the bag's a little bit bigger, but so fucking what?
See, and I don't
That's
have a keyboard for mine or anything, but I do use it more than the laptop because it's more convenient. I can toss it in my I have giant purses, so it's like I can just toss it in there
yes,
and I
don't
have a special case, you know, that kind of thing. It's just
you
it's
have like,
so handy.
I'm not kidding. You have like Merlin bag purses. Not lying.
You can see my
like,
new
I
one.
I kind of wonder where the bottom is.
I got a new bag that's a Juicy. It's really beautiful, and then I got this big Coach bag that I bought at the outlet because we have an outlet down here. And
mm-hmm.
this season, I saved $400 on it. I was so impressed with the outlet store, and it's like that. I mean, I could throw a baby and everything for a baby in there and be fine. Like,
oh, my God.
It is,
and that's
huge.
And that's it. Like, why would you have to – okay, why would you want to spend $500 on a purse?
I wouldn't. Absolutely wouldn't.
Got it.
I absolutely wouldn't do it, but it does have something to do with that. I mean – that's why I, instead of just going to Walmart and getting a bag, I went down to the outlet because I knew I could only spend $60 to $80. It was all the money I had. And that was still a lot
right.
to spend.
but I need something big enough that looks professional. So I went to the outlet and got it cheaper, but I can never do that. I couldn't do that either. And I had a hard time
And that's why I hate going to like Express or Hot Topic or you know, any of the stores really at the mall, because they're so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I can go to Gordman's. I can go to Marshall's. I can go to TJ Maxx. Right, but it's like I can go to Gordman's, TJ Maxx, Marshall's, get the exact same thing for about half the price.
Right.
Yeah. And it lasts just as long, if not longer.
We have outlet stores down here, and I paid $61 with tax for that bag, and it should have been like $500. That's what it was when I went to the Galleria. Now, the Galleria in Dallas is like prime. I'll never forget the first time I went there, Jessica Simpson was shopping, and they had so much security. I waited 2 hours to get out of the mall parking lot because I couldn't get into the mall because of all the people and the blockages and everything. Like, they totally blocked that whole thing off for her. And after that, I hate the Galleria. It's a pretty place. There's lots of, like, you know, designer stores and awesome things. But truthfully, it is such a mess. And if there's somebody famous there, you can't do anything. You can't even walk through the mall. And so it's one of those things where I just started hitting up consignments. I mean, that's the only way we can do it in this society. Hit up consignment stores. Hit up Marshalls, like you said. You know, get the same thing for a fraction of the price and save yourself some money.
Right.
Yeah.
Or go to Savers. Savers Outlet Store.
So we don't have one of those.
You know?
We have,
there's a Savers up here, and it's for, like, abandoned freight. So you can go to Savers and get damn near anything. And it's cheap. But it's, like, really good stuff. Like, I've never actually been there, but I've heard about it. And,
you're all promoting something, you know? That's awesome. You're like, well, I've never actually been there.
If you're not promoting, right, speaking of, if you're not promoting with Uncensored Radio, you should be. We have packages to fit every budget. Find out more information by sending us an email at uncensoredradio@AOL.com.
Just like Savers, you know, that little plug right there. I mean, that was a freebie.
Right. You guys could get that. Okay, granted, you'll have to pay for it, but you guys could get that, too. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. That was epic, James.
Thank you. Well, and also, while I'm plugging shit, be sure to listen to, you know, Uncensored Radio. We have shows 5 days a week, 2 hours every day. Monday, we got The Schmooze. Tuesdays, we have Ask Mama. Wednesdays, we have Title Pending. That is the actual title of the show. Thursdays, we have No Rules, Just Mike. Fridays, we have Lips on the Air. Hello. You're listening to that right now.
Woo.
And Saturdays, we have The Jake Pentland Show. And for those of you who don't know who Jake Pentland is, he's Roseanne Barr's son.
Oh.
Kind of crazy, kind of fun, kind of awesome. You might want to listen to him tomorrow at 3, or tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Be sure to tune in. He's got a guest, the pregnant man, Thomas Beatty, is going to be on the show.
Oh.
Going to be a very interesting hour. They're talking about transphobia. Definitely check it out.
Wow.
That was just like that was the weirdest plug I think I've ever done for anything.
I love you.
But yeah, like I don't remember what we were talking about.
We have a topic that we haven't even discussed yet. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's okay. We can leave that alone. We can save that for tomorrow or for next week. Tomorrow.
No, next week our topic is a big one. I'm looking forward to the next topic.
What is our topic next week?
Plastic surgery.
Yes, that's right. Sorry,
wow.
I forgot, and it just, like, kind of surprised. I remember. Yeah, next Friday, we're talking about plastic surgery, and is it really worth it? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Jeannie has a little story.
I have a friend who is really wrapped up into this huge battle with the whole thing, and I just really want to hear some people's opinions on it, and since we'll be live next time, it's going to be great trying to get some ideas on what other
Jeannie, we're live right now.
Next week.
Well, I mean,
we're live right now.
I know, but come on now.
I see Heather Ray.
I'm meant that I was excited about the topic and getting people's feedback. Not, you know, just forget all the other stuff. We're good.
And I totally just said names that I don't actually know are going to be in the chat room.
Uh oh.
No, it's gonna happen.
I'll bring so, other people to the chat room.
Hopefully they will. Hopefully, yeah. Bring
hopefully.
As many people as you want next week. Join this debate with us because we really want your guys' opinion on plastic surgery and would you ever do it? Would you ever go under
would
the
you?
Knife and for what reasons?
Exactly. Like what makes it acceptable? When is it too
yeah.
far? That's my question is because this person is really close to me and I'm having a really hard time with when is it gone too far? Like when is that
well,
when
it's
is
gone
that
too far
too much?
It's gone too far when your name's Heidi Montag and you look 40 and you're really 26.
Yeah. All right. So I have got one more word, just one, that really,
one more.
Okay, ever since Tosh.0 and all those things came out, all those shows, there's shows just like them, and ridiculousness, just
love
say it's
it.
Ridiculous.
Sorry. I love it.
Everybody is like, that is ridiculousness. That, oh,
oh,
oh, my God.
No, that's not,
okay.
It's just...
That's not, okay, wait, no. So it's like it's always followed by a, hey, nobody got time for that. Okay, does anybody, getting tired of hearing that one, because at work, every time I'll be like, hey, can I get this, can you do this, did you finish this, it's,
ain't nobody got time for that.
And so now it's happening
okay,
at home and at the grocery
it's funny,
store.
Though.
So I'm just saying.
But if you think about it, if you think about the origin of that phrase and where it came from in the YouTube video that follows it, it's
right.
actually quite funny.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
Like,
I'm just saying it's a little played
see,
out.
Right. I
they
agree
always
ain't nobody got time for that? Ain't nobody got time for that
Yeah. It's really funny.
It's hilarious. I like it.
That's the right
and I do
moment.
Think that, it gets,
the,
that it's getting played out.
Or, like, I'll say something like, that's what she said. That's what she said. Okay,
oh,
your mom. Your mom.
Right.
You know, so it's like, let him die,
how
guys.
Is your mom?
Let it go.
And how is... And my question is, how is your mom really an insult? I mean, if one of your friends goes like, oh, you're such a dork, your mom.
it just
like,
became
what?
That way. Maybe it has something to do with the yo mama jokes or something. I don't know, but I hear those things.
I miss
like
yo
other
mama
people
jokes.
Talking
I
to people.
I really miss yo mama jokes. Like, I remember there was a show on
they
MTV.
They were great,
with
yeah.
By Walmart, Valderrama.
Yeah.
And it was called yo
yeah,
mama. And all they did was tell yo mama jokes. I missed that.
That got
so much.
Old
like,
because
thought,
so did every other teenager in America. That's all they did was say mm-hmm. the same jokes they heard on TV the week before. So that one got
right.
old too. But now it's funny because it's not in our face every day, you know. So
right.
the
like,
so
your mama's so fat she sat on rain, she sat on
the
rainbow when Skittles popped out.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Those are
or,
hurtful jokes.
Or,
I just want to say that.
Or, I know. Or your mama's so fat she walked in front of the TV and I missed the shows.
Ah. That was a good one. No, the worst one ever, which was those kind of jokes, I always had glasses on when I was a kid, and I remember being on the school bus, and this kid, the same kid who made fun of me for my Clarissa outfit, he told me that my glasses, yeah, he was like, your glasses are so thick, when you look at a map, you see people waving. And
wow.
everybody started laughing, and I was so hurt by that. So the Yo Mama jokes remind me of the glasses joke, and, you know, then I get a little emotional inside, and...
No.
I am so sorry. I had no idea, but that is really funny.
It really happened, well, but it's just one of those things, you know.
Right. I have an older one. What is it? Your mom is so retarded. She put batteries up her butt and said, I got power.
Yeah.
No?
Oh.
So that's an old one. So.
And just so you know, Jasmine, for future reference,
what?
We do not say that word on air.
What?
Retarded. We do not say that on air.
Oh.
That is the one
I'm
word.
Sorry.
We are. It's fine. It's cool.
Oh.
I didn't tell you that beforehand. I'm sorry. But
right.
Yeah, that is the one thing
yeah,
we do not
good.
Say.
But it wasn't
okay.
directed
so.
Toward anyone.
No,
like,
no. Not at all.
Like,
not at all.
I know. I understand. But I'm just saying that's something we don't say on Uncensored Radio. It's the one word that's censored on Uncensored Radio.
Well, that's a good
wow.
word to be censored because that's a good idea.
I hate that word.
That
like, honestly, I hate that word. We could get into a whole
know.
Long debate about that
well,
word, too.
Well, let's not do that.
We only got 2 minutes
I
left.
I didn't mean
so.
To push any buttons. I'm sorry.
You're cool. It's fine. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. See, we
Damn.
Say these words. What? The word like, the word
oh
you're saying, you know, like all these words that we've talked about, we have been saying routine.
The whole show.
It's unbelievable how encrypted that stuff is into our naive little minds, I guess. But it's just
like,
there.
Oh, my God. It's totally ridiculous. It's so epic. I fucking hate it. Like, oh, my God. Like, you know.
Okay, you just
like,
said
LOL.
That one.
You
wow.
didn't say like.
LOL. BRB.
BRG.
It's just part of who we are as a society, and we just have to deal with it. And that's like, it can annoy us sometimes, but we're just as guilty as the people that we're upset with. So that's really what it boils down to. But it's awesome that, you know, we can admit